Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden finally picks his running mate. Black Lives Matter holds a rally supporting looters. Seattle police chief calling it quits after budget cuts in that city. Bill de Blasio unveils his latest ultra-expensive plan to house the homeless. Also ahead, hello, Kamala Harris will analyze Joe Biden's running mate. But first, Mr. Biden is jazzed by his selection, saying, quote, "I'm proud to have Kamala as my partner in this campaign." President Trump sees it the opposite way, calling Senator Harris a, quote, "phony," citing her poor debate performances. We'll analyze the situation shortly. The Black Lives Matter organization holding a rally in Chicago backing looters that destroyed millions of dollars worth of property in the affluent shopping area. One BLM organizer called the riots reparations, saying, quote, "I don't care if someone decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike store. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, they can take, because these businesses have insurance," unquote. Very nice. Seattle's top cop quitting after the city council voted to reduce the force by 100 officers. Chief Carmen Best telling reporters she's leaving because of local politicians' lack of respect for law enforcement. The longtime veteran is the first African-American to lead a police department in the state of Washington. But she's had enough of incompetent politicians. New York Mayor de Blasio announcing his latest scheme to solve the city's terrible homeless crisis. Folks on the streets will now be placed in hotels, all expenses paid. Critics say the program will bankrupt the Big Apple eventually. Economists predict the plan will cost $2 million every night. And of course, the taxpayers all across the country will pay for that because FEMA, the federal government, is involved. A report from the New York Times says 75% of U.S. adults are now eligible to vote by mail. In a moment, will the real Kamala Harris please stand up? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Who is Senator Kamala Harris really? Here we go. In October, she will be 56 years old. She is the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India. She studied at Howard University in Washington, D.C. She then went on to become the District Attorney of San Francisco, then Attorney General of California, then Senator from California in 2017. In 1994, California Assembly Speaker Willie Brown, with whom Ms. Harris was having an affair, appointed her to the State Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board And then later on to the California Medical Assistance Commission, Ms. Harris took a leave of absence from her prosecutor job to serve in those state positions. She famously chided Joe Biden in a debate about his lack of support for busing. You remember that. Ms. Harris was running against Mr. Biden for the Democratic nomination, and she said, quote, "There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day, and that little girl was me." And the implication, of course, was that Mr. Biden opposed the little girl, Kamala Harris, and then she went on because of the busing to become very successful. In October 2018, Senator Harris just brutalized Brett Kavanaugh at the hearings of his Supreme Court nomination. You'll remember that. Christine Blasey Ford accused Mr. Kavanaugh, on no evidence at all, of assaulting her. Said Senator Harris during the hearings, quote, "When Dr. Christine Blasey Ford came forward with serious and credible allegations of sexual assault, not only was she attacked by Senate Republicans, she was mocked by the President of the United States. The Judge Kavanaugh, that the American people saw before the Judiciary Committee, does not have the character, the temperament, or the judgment to sit on the highest court in our land," unquote. Well, you also may remember that the FBI investigated Justice Kavanaugh exhaustively, found no evidence that he ever did anything to Christine Blasey Ford. A few weeks ago, Kamala Harris said this about Black Lives Matter, quote, "They're not going to stop before Election Day, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. Everyone should take note of that on both levels, that they are not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not," unquote. So Senator Harris is a supporter of Black Lives Matter. There's no question that the senator is an ardent member of the left. She is a promoter of San Francisco values, secularism, amnesty for the undocumented, free health care, no due process, Green New Deal, no or low bail for those arrested, and a variety of other liberal tenets. So that is who Senator Harris is. Will she help Joe Biden? I'm not sure. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our campaign, Stand Up for Your Country. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly update.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brings you something you might not know. 7 years ago today, a jury found a notorious Boston crime boss guilty of murder, racketeering, and drug dealing after a 16-year manhunt to bring him to justice. Most Americans had never heard of him, but the suspect was long considered one of the FBI's 10 most wanted. His name, Whitey Bulger. James Joseph Bulger ran the Winter Hill Gang in Boston and suburbs. He ordered 24 murders while running the state's drug pipeline between Boston and New York City. In his prime, Bulger had more than 75 mafia soldiers at his disposal. Whitey managed to evade local police by cooperating with the FBI. He worked as a snitch, using the Department of Justice to arrest his heroin-dealing rivals. An amazing story of corruption. On December 23rd, 1994, Bulger fled Boston after learning he was going to be arrested for a series of homicides. An FBI agent tipped him off, if you can believe it. It took the Fed 16 years to find Bolger. The then 81-year-old was ultimately arrested in a tiny apartment in Santa Monica, California, despite having about $10 million hidden. Bolger was found guilty on August 12, 2013. But the story does not end there. Whitey's stay in prison would not last very long. In October 2018, about 3 months after his conviction, the then 89-year-old wheelchair-bound Bolger was beaten to death in a federal prison. A group of men killed the gang leader with padlocks wrapped in socks. The FBI believes the Boston Mafia ordered the hit. Four members of that crime family were in the same prison at the time of Bolger's murder. Yet no one has been charged. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being an informant, the FBI added Whitey Bolger to its 10 most wanted list in 1999. The only target above Bolger was Osama bin Laden. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.